Good evening, gentlemen.
How's the weather up there?
It is about 40 degrees and a little misty.
Misty. Misty like moonshine?
It's kind of like a really early spring, but it's supposed to get a little bit colder in the next few weeks. So.
In Charlotte, I got to wake up today.
Maybe we'll actually have some winter up here before it's over. But I'm guessing by that time, we'll be celebrating Pittsburgh's 7th Super Bowl.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All yeah. Right. Excellent. How is everyone today?
Great.
Super.
I'm busy. Everybody's losing their ass around here because the inauguration's happening.
Oh, gosh. Lovely. So let's give it another minute and we'll get started. What were you saying, Baldwin?
I said it happens every 4 years and it's always a surprise.
Hey, Tom, did Chrissy let you know that I faxed that signed paper back to her?
Yes, and thank you very much for doing that. I didn't mean to put you through all that, but I appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, I was over that way, and she said she just had one more thing to do with it, so it's all good.
I don't have my scanner and printer up. I have another one for the Spring Alumni Weekend. Would you mind printing that out and signing it and faxing it back to her?
No, that's no problem. Yeah, just send it my way and I'll do it.
All right, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We definitely have a strict time limit here because I will be watching us play Oklahoma at 7 o'clock your time. So I want to get started now. So I'm going to call this January meeting of 2017 for the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter Board of Directors meeting to order. And if you haven't logged into Uber Conference, you might want to do that now if you can. Secretary John George, could you please call roll?
Yeah, based on Uber Conference, I think I see who's here, so I'm going to take and announce who's here, and if someone else jumps on, just chime in. Eric Baldwin, AP 412, regional leader from the D.C. area.
Here.
Patrick Farley, member at large.
Here.
Jordan Feathers, vice president, chief risk officer.
Here.
Jason Hyatt, vice president, chief info officer. He was on, right?
Doesn't look like it. I'm sure he'll be on, though.
I'm here. Sorry, I'm trying to get my headphones and stuff.
Oh, there you are.
John George is here. Patrick Folio, treasurer, chief financial officer.
Here. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Yes. Tom Begley, president and chief executive officer.
Present.
Tom, that's it so far. Take away.
Okay, just keep an eye on it. If anyone else calls in, we'll go from there. Do we want the reading of the minutes, or does someone want to make a motion to dispense of the reading of the November minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Patrick Farley. Can I have a second, please? Need a second.
Second, John George, secretary.
Thank you, John. Anybody opposed? Great. Let's dispense with those minutes and get into our agenda. Bob, did you make it on the call yet? I don't think so. I just need to toggle over to his email from this morning. He had a quick update. I'm just going to read you what he wrote. Following on the heels of successful alumni chapter gathering on December 3rd, where they watched WVU play Baylor for the Western Pennsylvania region, they're planning to gather at Bacon, Bourbon, and Beer, B3, located in Washington, Pennsylvania, on Saturday, February 18th, to watch the Mountaineers take on Texas Tech. That establishment is owned by one of our brothers, Sean Janovich. And so this is a great opportunity for us to support one of our own, plus have an event in Pittsburgh. So as soon as he gets a little bit more of the details worked out with Sean, he's going to start putting that out there. I would comment, Jason, if you could go ahead and post something. If he doesn't have the event already on his Facebook page, on the Western Pennsylvania region page, could you go ahead and create that and just leave it really open in terms of what the plans are?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll get it up there.
That'd be great. Okay, so that's for him. What's going on in the Baltimore, D.C. region, Mr. Baldwin?
Unfortunately, not much at the moment. I've been kind of busy with work, but I'll get something going sometime this first quarter.
Great. Perfect. Twan, are you on? Okay, great. I'm going to talk about the regions in my report, but good stuff we got going forward. Okay. Member at large, Brother 67.
Thanks, Tom. And about the February 18 gathering up at B3, Jordan, that's only up in Washington, PA. So if that's something you want to drag a few Morgantown people up to, feel free. Probably about, 35 miles away from you.
It's on my calendar. I'll try and bring Dyson, maybe Turner up.
Cool. As far as the 40th anniversary committee, we are going to have our really first meeting that has any meat to it. We had a little gathering in December on the phone, but we're going to have, I'm going to pull together a February conference call to really have that committee get started, and then the next meeting we'll have after that will be some information and feedback during the Spring Alumni Weekend in April.
Great. Perfect. I want to see if you and I can jump on a phone call and spitball some more ideas about finishing up the history. I've got an idea that I'd like to share with you. I'm wide open right now in terms of sure. times that work for me. Can you just maybe shoot me an email with a time or two that we could jump on a quick call?
Sure. Do you want that during the day or evening?
It makes no difference to me. Whatever is the most convenient for you.
I'll do it.
Thank you. You got anything else for us?
No, that's it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Chief Risk Officer Jordan.
I am in negotiations here with the Something Greek website about the kind of new design of our shirts going forward. We had talked previously about potentially putting on the Star Shield, which they did not have access to. So I've been emailing back and forth, and it's just a matter of kind of putting pen to paper right now and finalizing that. So that shirt that you had asked me for, Tom, that's I'm kind of putting all that together so that will be the first one out.
Okay.
So that way I'll probably send it to you first before you send it on, just to kind of get your approval on it.
Okay, that's great. I have an idea that I'd like for you to think about and see if you think it makes sense. And I just came up with this just off the top of my head. I wonder if the national office would consider licensing the symbols and whatever we need to do this to our alumni chapter, so that we would have then the ability to go to the vendors that we chose with the license to be able to get this done easier. Do you think that's something that you could give some thought to? And just give me your thoughts on whether that would be a feasible thing, if it's necessary. And if so, would you like me to pursue that with the national staff?
That would make things a lot easier than trying to go through the third party. And that's kind of what we were doing with the PICAP store, but it just seemed like everything was so expensive.
Right.
So that was kind of the way of circumventing that expense. But
if we could get the license, if they would let us control that license, it would save us both time and money and expense, I think. So it might come at a cost, but I think I just want you to think about it and let me know if you think it's worth pursuing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you doing that. And I do just want to remind you that we do owe Brother Grayley his new, I think it was a pullover, correct? Or was
he's
it
got,
another?
He's got his already. Got his before Thanksgiving.
You did? Okay. I'm sorry. I did not know that. I appreciate you doing that. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, Craig, did you happen to join us? All right. I'll speak to fundraising in a little bit. Vice President and Chief Information Officer Jason.
Yeah.
didn't forget you this time.
That's fine. I wanted to start out, which Tom wanted me to start doing, I think it's a good idea, just kind of where we are with social media. Right now on Twitter, we have 172 followers, which is up, we'll just go since we started, 110 since last year about this time when we started really getting the ball rolling. So Facebook, we've got 79 page likes. That's up a little bit in the last few weeks. And then on Instagram, I think we're at 110 people following us there. So we've got some pretty good reach. I've seen some people sharing the posts and stuff. I appreciate that. That's the big thing right now. Let's start sharing everything you can, even if it's just liking it and sharing it to your, you don't have to post something if you don't want, just so it shows up in people's feeds. One thing I have been doing over the last probably month and a half is on Facebook, you can promote posts, and you've probably seen them. You're scrolling through your feed, and you see a local store, and it says sponsored right below it. I've been doing that with our Facebook page. We seem to be getting a lot of traction with that, a lot of views. I mean, I'm getting 500, 1,000 people reached to where it's popped up on their feed, and our likes have grown from there. So it's drawing people to the page. You know, this is a public page. This will eventually be turned over to the undergrads when that time comes. So the more followers we can get on all this public social media, the better it is when we flip the switch and start blasting for Rush and stuff. So, but that's I'm doing about $5-$10, probably $15-$20 a month tops on these. They're little $5, $10 campaigns for 4 or 5 days to throw that up there. I did it for the holiday greetings. I just did it for the newsletter, things like that. The other thing that I've worked on recently is the new Let Us Know website. National Chapter has had an email address called letusknow@icap.org where you could send stuff, really anything, you know, a wedding, a birth announcement, anything like that. I finally, and honestly what triggered it is brother Brad Beals had a daughter and it showed up in my feed. Saw a lot of guys congratulating him. I'm like, let's get this out. So I reached out to him myself and said, hey, you good if I share this? Let's get them out there. He was all for it. I didn't even realize we didn't have his updated contact info. We've now got his updated contact info. He's on the email list. You know, something as simple as that, Tom's point, just reach out to some guys. That worked well there. And then I created that form on the website, and it's really a catch-all for everything. So if you know anybody's mentioning anything, or if you're talking to somebody, you see them post something on Facebook, you know, shoot them a message or even post on there, hey, let the chapter know about this, tag the website. You know, I'm just looking for content. The more stuff I can post, the more things we get out there, the more stuff people will see, the more engaged they'll get. So that Let Us Know. And I also put in their link for Chapter Eternal. So if you know of any passings, anything like that, we'll get those updated. And then that's the next thing I'm working on the website. Probably in the next month or so, I'm going to get a page for all the AP alumni that have passed. And then, you know, I'm still working on how I want to run that, what I want to do, but that's something I'm working on. So that's basically it for my report. I think you guys all saw over the holidays, I tried to post something for about every major holiday. Got stuff out there, made sure I got Festivus in there to make Tom happy.
I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. Anybody got any questions about anything going on, any insight, anything about that? That's all I have, Tom. Back at you.
Great. Hey, I want to just comment on this part of our operations for a minute. This year, we all need to support what Jason's doing. And I think he touched on that a little bit more. We all have a responsibility, or should be looking for ways to help promote our image and what we're doing on social media. So if you see something, if you hear something, one of your friends that, you know, isn't necessarily telling us what's going on, something happens, you have to communicate that to us because we've got to get that out. Things like, and John will probably get into this in his report, the newsletter. Let me know if you want to profile a specific alumni. You know, I've started with a few. They've appreciated the recognition. If there's someone that we need to spotlight, tell me. If there's people that you want to promote on social media, whatever it is, we've all got to engage more to be able to make Jason's work more effective. I really want to measure those number of likes and hits and retweets and Instagram, you know, things. I want those that number to go up. I think that should be a goal of all of ours, that we're starting to get traction within our group of people. So please be mindful that while you're going through your Facebook or your Twitter or your Instagram, is there an opportunity for you to share something with Jason so that he can be more proactive on those things and spotlight and highlight our efforts and our members' efforts? And I would appreciate that.
Thank you, Tom. And I'll just add, you know, the littlest thing. My biggest thing is just having content. I don't care what it is. Something pops up, you heard somebody got a promotion, anything. shoot me an email, shoot me a private message. I can make a quick tweet or a post and get it out there. I just need content. I don't mind getting it out there, spending the time to do it. Thanks, Tom.
And I will tell you, you know, it is the easiest thing in the world to just retweet something or to, you know, make a comment on Facebook if that's where you are and you see something. You know, when we highlight someone and Jason puts that out on Facebook, just say congrats, Chris, or, you know, Brent, or whoever we're highlighting for that month. Appreciate all you're doing for the alumni chapter. Whatever it is, just do something and be mindful to do it. It's not that much effort. Okay, let's move on. Secretary and Chief Communications Officer John George.
Thanks, guys. Since our last meeting, the December and January newsletters have been distributed, both through the website and social media accounts. Thanks to Jason for all that, passing it forward. Much like Tom and Jason already said, if there's a design, creative idea anyone has, content in there, please pass it along to any of us so we can make sure that we look to do that. One thing I will say that with the let us know in the social media aspects, that'll probably hit a lot more obviously than it's a newsletter. So the newsletter content could be late news or old news for some, but it is still good to be in that visible format, and that's not obviously hard copy, but something can be found on our website. So I don't know if that's ever going to be a problem where there's a birth announcement or something and it's listed later. I don't know if that's a problem, but if someone thinks it is, just let me know. Outside of that, that's all I have right now.
Great work, and I appreciate your turnaround on those newsletters, John. I'm trying to get those out and to you as quickly as possible, but I really do appreciate how quickly you've turned those around.
You're welcome. One last thing, I'm sorry, Tom. I would say for everyone else, yeah, if you think there's a brother you think we should highlight, please let Tom know, because Tom, that's not an easy process to get all those answers back. So thanks for your write up on that and attention.
Yeah, no worries. I enjoy that. That's good stuff. And just if you've seen the pattern, the first three, they're all contributing members of the alumni chapter. So I want to kind of highlight those guys that have financially supported us. But if you do think that there's someone that, if we highlighted them, might prompt them to become a contributing member, or you just need to spotlight this person, please let me know, and we'll work on it. I think that they look fabulous. I think that's so slick. Can I have some feedback from some others? What your thoughts are on what the newsletter looks like, and are you reading the content? You think guys are reading it? I want some feedback on that.
This is Jordan. I'd just say I think the length of it is perfect. As short as all of our attention spans have become, the 2-page blurb is about anybody's going to read anyway. And I think so. It's loaded with content, and it's short and succinct too. I don't think you want to drag on too much longer. So in my eyes, it's perfect length and great content.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Well, Tom, I've made comment directly on social media about how excellent all of it is starting to look between the website and the communication devices.
Cool. Good. I just hope that others are reading this and appreciating the content that we're delivering. And I hope people that, you know, maybe haven't seen Chris or Brent, enjoy reading about their brothers that they may not have seen, or perhaps somebody that didn't know Chris now has some insight into what kind of a person he was, or Brent. You know, I think that's important. So I hope that others enjoy reading that. Okay. Thanks, John. I appreciate it again. All right. Chief Financial Officer and Treasurer, my friend Patrick Folio.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year to everyone.
We are currently sitting on $7,665 in the checking account and PayPal accounts. We don't have any outstanding bills. Jason, I sent you an email for the two last, I think what you sent me for the Facebook were just receipts that were deducted from PayPal already, correct?
Correct. The Facebook is directly linked, so I'm just forwarding you the receipts to keep for your records.
Fantastic. That's what I thought. Just wanted to confirm. So we're fine there. I did check into looking at doing, setting us up on QuickBooks, did some research on that. As everyone knows, everything is now a cloud-based program. So what it would cost would be anywhere from, and of course I wrote it down on something and I can't find it, $150. Oh, there it is. There are two different types that I think that we could possibly use if you guys wanted to. One would be a contractor type based program something that I would do for my contracting job. It's basic accounting, and it's about $120 a year. The other one would be for small businesses, which is $150 a year. There's an introductory rate right now that takes it down by, I think, $20 on each one. The only issue that I see is, do we really want to spend $120 to $150 on something that can truly be done in an Excel spreadsheet at this point? We don't do anything too complicated. The only thing, and I looked at other databases that nonprofits use so that we could track donors and stuff. Those are much more expensive. And the only thing that we're going to lack is going to be a little bit more difficult for a treasurer to do is to track donors, when they donate, when they, if they're reoccurring, when it ends, because we're now down to three reoccurring donors, things like that, so that we could do better tracking. And I think that if you get a treasurer who's a little bit more proactive than I have been, and I do apologize for that, I think that we should just stay with Excel spreadsheet and manage from that perspective. I don't see going out and spending any money right now on any type of program is warranted. But I wanted to let you know that I did do some research on all of that, both from a QuickBooks and also from a nonprofit perspective that I've seen other people use in the past that tracks donors, things like that. And the three people that we still have doing reoccurring, Eric, Brendan George, and Chuck Huber. Eric Baldwin, that is. And I think that's it.
Let me ask a question. You know, I don't know if we want to do this right now, but does the QuickBooks or Quicken have the ability to invoice?
Yes.
You know, what we might, and we tried this, we thought about doing this probably about 10 years ago, was as a way to try to generate more contributions, was invoice everyone the basic membership. And if they sent it in, great. If not, all we did was send them an invoice. Doesn't matter.
And you piss and you can piss people off. I just wanted you to know that because that pisses me off.
I know. I'm not saying we do that. I'm not saying it's a good idea. It was an idea, and perhaps that's something to visit with. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I personally, I don't care. I think this is, that's up to you. I think that's a decision that I would leave to you. Whatever you think long-term makes sense, go ahead and do it. If it's $120, it's $120 that could be used. The only other applicability that I could see is for the 40th anniversary, having the ability to truly invoice off of that for what somebody might owe for their participation in that. So if we could piggyback and use that in conjunction with this, perhaps it's a good investment.
Patrick, we can also invoice via PayPal, can't we?
I don't know, Jason.
I have not done that. But yeah, you can. I think you can invoice via PayPal.
You can. I've done that before with some of the hard rock work that I've done using PayPal, but you can send an invoice quite easily on PayPal.
I just don't know if the volume, like to Tom's point, if we want to send an invoice to everybody. Yeah, that's where just the, like QuickBooks, I mean, I've used it off and on and for what we're needing, and I'm with Tom. If it's going to make your life easier, you know, you do enough work as it is, I think the cost is worth it, and then we can invoice down the line. I'll just second Pat's comment about sending blank invoices. I think letters, hey, we'd love you to participate, but yeah, we want to be cautious how we do that.
Okay. Again, that wasn't a comment that we should do it. It was a telling you that that was an idea and one of the reasons why we might want to consider having something that will do.
Let me be perfectly clear. That was a comment to never, ever do it.
Well, you know, I understand what, you know, getting mail, snail mail especially, that doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't give me an emotion to it when I receive something from AAA or some insurance company or at my age, AARP, where they just send you the letter saying, you know, thanks for your membership. Here's a fake card and here's your invoice. I never asked them to send it to me and I never have had a communication with them to do so. So of course I just trash it, but I don't have an emotion necessarily tied to it. Some people might, that might be a reminder to them that they, hey, maybe I need to do something because I'm seeing something in front of me. I don't know.
Okay, good. Let's table that and move on. All right.
Hey, I have one more. I have one question. Do we anticipate any large expenses coming for the celebration of the is it 40th? Yeah, the 40th.
Don't know that as of yet. At the moment, I can't anticipate anything at least in the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, just. If you don't mind, Patrick, you don't have to do it right now. Can you just shoot me a reminder of how much we budgeted for Spring Alumni Weekend? I just want to start having a conversation with Turner about something. Okay?
Got it, brother.
Thank you. All right. Barney's not on. He sends his apologies. It is Rush Week, and his wife is the Rush or recruitment chairman for their sorority, and he's got kid duty, so he couldn't be there. Lafa, did you join? Okay. I'm going to cover both Barney and Matt's stuff in my report, and I'm going to try to make mine – I'm going to go through this quickly, but – I wanted to communicate with you some of the goals that I have for this year for us. Number one on my list, and I wrote about this a little bit in the Happy New Year letter, was getting a firm commitment from WVU and the national staff on our rechartering date. We spent a little bit of time talking about this in December with the 40th anniversary. But I would like to see us have that in place as soon as possible so that we can start working towards that effort. So I am going to be continuing to try and have conversations. I'm going to start a conversation with Christian before his time is up as our COO later this spring. So I want him to be able to commit to that so that we're planted in with his successor. Because I don't know who that's going to be, and I want to make sure that, that Christian gets on that. Number two, I want two successful Morgantown events this year where we total 100 members who come to town for one or both of the events. So 100 total people in Morgantown. And to do that is going to require all of us working hard to promote both Spring Alumni Weekend and our homecoming event in the fall. So I'm begging you guys again, when you see something on social media that relates to this, if Jason put something out there, please do your best to promote it within your own social network, okay? And also encourage your good friends to join us in Morgantown. And I don't think, you know, I'll tell you this. There's a group of guys from the mid-80s that are coming in for homecoming that are prompted us to do the block of rooms. Alan Ashforth is getting his brother Jeff and a couple of others from, again, mid and late 80s. If we do that, if the guys that say they're coming in come in, we could have a really great event for homecoming. So I want to see more groups like that. I want to see, you know, another era have another 10 or 15 guys come in. And I'd like to see us have a lot of people come in the spring and sit with us and have our face-to-face board meeting and do the things that we're hoping to do for that. Number three, and I'm serious about this, I want to raise another $10,000 this year for our operations. And I'm, you know, I hear the treasury number right now, and I'm comfortable with that because I know that we can more than adequately finance our events for this year. But we're in nowhere near having the ability to do the things that we need to do that we've talked about doing for rechartering. And if we're going to do that, and if we're going to make all of our work and all of these efforts worthwhile and get our student chapter back on campus on a solid foundation with our goals and objectives that are met for that student chapter, we have to have funding to do that. We've got to have boots on the ground. We got to have everything ready to go, and that's going to require us going to our members and raising more money. So that is going to require all of us having conversations again with people, not only the ones that have generously given. We're going to have to go back to them, absolutely, but we're going to have to expand the number of people that gave, and we're going to have a strategy where Craig talked about last spring of the, you know, the $50 off and $100 off guys that are just throwing money at us every once in a while. We got to have both, and we have to have a good plan to do that. I'm going to work with Craig, and I'm going to start launching into that shortly. And I need all of you to support that for me. And I need to make sure that we are focused on that and that we're measuring it. Number four, I want to have the written history and the strategic planning committee recommendations completed by the April meeting. And that is a task that has been slow, and I'm okay with that in coming, but I want that done by April so that it's completed. I will talk to you, Patrick, 67, on Friday and share with you my idea to get this thing completed and get it done well. But I think it's completely reasonable for us to have it done by April if we just work extra hard to get that done. And the strategic planning committee recommendations are, I know what they are. Barney knows what they are, and Futh has done work. We just have to just finish it. And I'm at a place right now where I can actually spend a lot of time just doing that. So I'm probably going to work hard and then finish that and get it over to Barney and Foof for them to agree on that. The fifth thing I want us to accomplish this year is I want to start a Charlotte, North Carolina region and add that to our three existing regions. And I want to get New York, New Jersey region up and running. I want to make sure that we're having at least one event in every region this year. And so Pittsburgh has been very active. Baltimore, D.C., you guys have been good and responsive. Charleston has done some things. And I want to get New York and New Jersey going, where our biggest concentration of alumni are, and Charlotte as well. Number six, I want to get the coordination with the ability experience going for not only the Journey of Hope like we did last year, but I want to get some volunteer opportunities in our regions so that we can have a couple people participate if they want to in some builds or like, you know, some like last year in Baltimore and D.C., they did a they made a ramp for someone who had a wheelchair and had no way of getting into their house. There are things like that are happening all the time. I want us to plug into that, and I want us to be really good partners with the Ability Experience. We're committed to sending them $1,000 this year, which we will, to meet our financial obligation. But I want us to be able to also show our support and give our members volunteer opportunities, because I'm bought in with the theory that when we do work as members for the Ability Experience, it ties us and binds us closer to the fraternity and really makes our experience more meaningful. So I want to get that done. The seventh thing that I have on here is, and I have no doubt this is not hard to accomplish. The 40th Rechartering Committee is firmly established and on their way towards making that event in the spring of 19 awesome and the best event ever that we've had. So those are the seven things that you're going to hear me talk about a lot this year. And the way that we're going to accomplish that is we're all going to, again, I'm going to have to count on you guys to work with me on this. And the intensity that we're working with as we're getting closer to putting a student chapter back on campus, our intensity is going to have to increase a little bit. And I love the work that we've done, obviously. I love the things that all of you have done individually and collectively to make what we've done successful to this point. I'm going to ask each of you for just a little bit more this year. I'm going to ask you to really, truly be mindful of some things and increase the intensity on what we're trying to accomplish, because without that and without all of us working together, I don't know whether or not we're going to be able to accomplish the goals that we need to accomplish. And quite honestly, we can't let a year go by where we're not fully focused on our goals, so that our presence and our plans to put our student chapter back on campus, we really do need to focus in order to make that happen. So again, I'm not complaining at all about what you've done in the past. I appreciate everyone's efforts, but we're going to all have to step it up just a little bit this year. Okay. Any questions on those seven goals? Comments? Okay, great. Spring meeting for our alumni weekend. I have gotten the Holiday Inn to agree to a $99 per room rate for us. It's a bit of a break. I think it's $120 regular room rate, so a couple bucks to help out. I really want everyone to make a great effort to be there this year. And I think it's important for us, as we saw last year, to have that face-to-face meeting. And I want to make sure that all of us can get there. If you absolutely 100% can't make it, I get it. I understand things happen. But please do me a favor and do everything in your power to clear that weekend and make plans to be in Morgantown. Okay. I am, you know, I thought we had a great setup that last year on Saturday. After our meeting, we had lunch, and then we went to the baseball game, which I thought was fun, and then we had a nice evening over at Turner's house that was catered. Unfortunately, there's no baseball game this year, so I've asked Patrick Folio to look into the possibilities of us doing a tour of the football facility as that alternative event that afternoon. I don't know, Patrick, if you had a chance or if you talked to anybody yet, if you have. If not, it's no worries. Just whenever you can let us know.
I'm as you talk, I am echoing.
Hey, Patrick, this is Eric. My mom's still in the athletic council. I could ask her and see what she can do.
Yeah, that would be good. I'm actually reaching out to Kevin Miller, our contact at the MAC, just adding the basketball facility because of the construction at Mountaineer Field, they may not in there. So just a head up. So yeah, I'll get the email out right now. That's what I was just typing it, and I'll let you know what Kevin Miller says.
Great. If not, well, we'll figure something else out to do to occupy our time that afternoon, I'm sure. But I think that'd be cool. I'm sure that no one would mind, you know, doing that. I think that'd be a cool thing. And I'm going to speak with Turner about having another event that or something else that evening, like we did last year at his house where we had it catered. We'll have something nice to do that evening. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be another great weekend. We'll do something Friday afternoon and evening, and then we'll have our meeting on Saturday. I've already contacted the Greek Life office to get us a room at the Mountain Lair. I'm waiting to hear back from them, but we'll go from there. Any questions on that?
Just when do you think we might have a price to start getting an RSVP form up, things like that?
That's why I want to talk with Patrick about, you know, I can't imagine they would charge us to do a tour of the football facility. But if they do, other than that, you know, I think we spent $250 on the dinner last year. Is that right? It was maybe a little bit more. And we split it with Turner, but yeah, it wasn't very expensive. It's not going to be a huge expense, but we'll get that as soon as possible and get that in place.
Okay.
Because I want to get that marketed quickly. Okay. Any other questions on Spring Alumni Weekend? Okay, great. Do we have any old business that's outstanding?
None outstanding.
Okay, great. Does anyone have any new business? All right, hearing none. We'll go ahead and open up the floor for anybody that's on in good standing and wishes to discuss something, anything. Talk to me.
Tom, where are you getting your alumni base numbers for a Charlotte regional group?
I don't really have the way that this came about was I had a few people down in the Charlotte area say that we really should have a region down there. That there's enough of a presence, John George being one, that there's enough of a presence that it would be worth establishing. So there's enough people, I think, within a 30-mile radius of Charlotte, downtown Charlotte, that we can get by with that.
Yeah, I'll just say, having lived in North Carolina for a few years, it's funny, you know, people say that's where you go on a full tank of gas that runs out around Winston, Charlotte. Tons of people from West Virginia go that way. And I know personally a handful of alumni friends that live in that area. And to back Tom up, I just think from who we know, what we've heard, I think it's certainly worth looking into. And then, of course, if JT's going to help run it, we got even better.
Yeah, I reached out to someone last year who expressed some interest in doing that. So I'm going to follow back up with that. I don't want to put any more on John's plate. I'm sure he's willing, but I don't want to put any more on John's plate for him to have to be the one to run that. So I also want to get other people involved. So, John, that's not a – you know that's not a comment on you
who
or your
that,
abilities.
Who was that?
Ken Burko.
Cool. Sweet. Perfect.
Yeah, he's a good dude. All right. Does anyone else have anything? Nothing? You guys are boring. God. All right, fine. Oh, I didn't change this. Jason, what's our next conference call?
About to check the calendar.
The 15th is the third Wednesday.
February 15th, 6 o'clock Eastern time. And look, there's still 10 minutes left before the game. You know, we're good that way. All right, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
From 67, is there a second?
No, second. All right.
Okay, thank you, Jason. All right, without any objection, we are adjourned for this meeting. Thank you very much, boys. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. And Tom, just give me a holler on Friday, and we'll go from there.
That looks great. That's perfect. And that's 11 your time, so that's perfect. I put it in.
Okay, great.
All right, okay. Guys. Thank you.
Thanks.